We were living in from 89 to 1992. We had the good fortune of staying in our Gurudev's Bhajan Kutir. And he established the worship in his Bhajan Kutir before his demise, which is rather unusual. Usually after the departure of the Acharya, the disciples inaugurate the puja of the Guru in his Kutir. And of course also in his Samadhi, these two places. His Samadhi and his Bhajan Stali. Bhajan Stali and his Samadhi, these two places worship goes on. Like you see, Sananda Goswami did Bhajan on top of the Dwarasaditya Tila and they worship there. The Babaji there, Madhava Das Baba, he's been worshipping Sananda Goswami for 60 years there. Madhava Das Baba, he's been living there on the top of the hill. He's worshipping the Bhajan Stali. Below the hill is the Samadhi, the Samadhi pit of Sananda Goswami, also being worshipped by different Babajis. So, he started that himself during his lifetime, just in case his devotees didn't know the etiquette. He started it during his lifetime. He said, put a picture of me there in my kitchen, in my Bhajan Stali, and you offer me some mala every day and some bhog from prasadam from Adhidhamada, and you can cook me something also. That started in 76. And I would like all my senior devotees, especially my sannyasis, to come there and live from time to time, live like I did, and simply, like I did, in the association of the Goswami, so they can get the blessings that I got. So, some devotees have had the fortune to live there. It's a great blessing to have the opportunity to live there. So we lived there for 3 years by Prabhupada's blessings. So while we were there, and we felt some, it was 12 years, we hadn't done any puja of any deities for about 10 years. So we did puja in 1977 of Radha and Krishna, and now it's 1989. And so we were missing them, Radha and Krishna, because we used to dress them and bathe them in San Francisco in 1977. So something within, so I thought I would like to have a deity of Krishna to worship. I felt very much desires. But I said, I don't want to go to the market. I can go and buy a deity and do pran pratishtha and do everything I can do and all proper installation, but I don't want that. I want you to come to me. I want to go to the Yamuna, because I'm going every day to the Yamuna to bathe once a day, and I want to find a deity in the sand, or somehow you have to come to me in some special way, and then I'll know it's you coming to me and not me trying to force you or like that. So this is my prayer. So every day I would go to the Yamuna, and I would look a little around here and there, not see anything. And then when I was in the bathing, sometimes I put my hand down on a sand, because, you know, you have to act, there's desire, and you can't just say, I want to get rich, you have to do a little work too. So I was desiring and praying, and I moved my hands around the sand, and every once in a while, I said, oh. I found something here. And then I'd pick up, and I'd say, oh. Be a clay deity of Saraswati, like what we call throwaway deities. Like when I have Saraswati puja, they buy these little clay deities for 1 rupee, and they do puja. It's like a little figurine kind of, little painted with little water paint. Jai Saraswati Maharani ki jai, okay, and throw her in the Yamuna. They have all these kind of Ganesh. So one day I found Saraswati. Oh, very nice. The expansion of Radharani. Anyway, you stay in Yamuna, someone will take care of you. Okay, so then, after a month or so, then I found another deity. I thought, oh. But then again, it was Ganapati. Ganesh. Same, full shape. Oh, Ganapati. I was thinking, this is a good sign. Ganapati, because Vigna Vinashana, he removes obstacles. Anyway, Ganapati, you're very cute, but I don't think I could feed you enough. You know, you like so many ladus, and I'm a poor sannyasi. Anyway, you know, you stay in Yamuna, some Gujarati lady will find you and give you so many ladus. Arivo! So I put Ganapati back in. So this went on for some months. and I didn't find any Thakurji like that. So I was feeling rather sad. I said, anyway, what to do? So I would go in front of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi and I would chant and pray. And then one day, knock on the door. It was 8 years ago today. It was Indira Trayodasi. It was Indira Ekadasi, it was 2 days ago, then Dwadasi, then Trayodasi. Indira. So then this, my friend who's a sannyasi who's been living 10 years in Vrindavan, he's called Dadiwala. He's a real sadhu. And he's a very near and dear friend of mine. And he also lived in Radhadamodar before me sometimes. And he's a very non-envious person and very real saintly person. Parvat Maharaj. He says, Maharaj, I have a Govardhan Shila, and I like, if you like, I'd like to give it to you. I said, anyway, let me think. So I thought, that's interesting. I've been praying that Krishna would manifest himself and come to me so I could worship him. And I didn't want to go, and I didn't have any idea that it was Govardhan. I just said, Krishna, I wanted to actually want to get a little, easier, Krishna. So then, he came back in about midday, and he said, so what did you think? And I guess he already knew what the answer would be, because he brought Giriraj with him. And I said, yeah, I'm ready to worship Giriraj for the rest of my life, and I like to worship him. So well, I knew that, I brought him with me, here he is. Giriraj Dharana Ki Jai, Bansiwari Ki Jai. So then I said, how do you worship him? And he told me the different details. Then I said, is there any story about him or anything? Oh, Maharaj. Suno. Good story. This Govardhan Shila, he was on the altar here, right below the feet of Lalita Sakhi. Because there's Vrindavan Chandra, and then there's Radharani. Yeah, Radhadamodar Temple, there's four sets of deities. There's Vrindavan Chandra, there's Radharani. Then there's Lalita. Then there's Damodar. Then there's Radharani. Then there's Madhav. Then there's Radharani. No, there's Madhav. Then there's Radharani. Then there's Chalchikan. Then there's Radharani. It's big, the medium, the small. It goes actually to little. It goes the biggest is Vrindavan Chandra, then Damodar, then Madhav, then Chalchikan. Chalchikan. It's some Bengali affectionate name. Chalchikan. It means restless, I think. Playful and restless. Chalchikan. He's a little playful guy. Restless. Chalchikan. And long stories about each deity, I know all the stories. So this Damodar, this Govardhan Shila was sitting with two or three other Shilas right at the feet of Lalita Sakhi, next to Damodar. Lalita Sakhi, Damodar, Radharani. These three deities were together. And he was there for 200 years, being worshipped and everything. And so one Babaji, Giriraj Baba, who I know, and he stays at Govardhan. He was here with his three or four Shilas on the side of the altar, just on the side, the little room there, he was living there doing puja. And he, when he was leaving, he begged this Shila, and the Mahant gave him to him, because he liked him very much. Because there's two or three Shilas, he had three, he gave one away. Maharaj Baba had this Govardhan, and then when he left here to go to Govardhan, and I was staying in Prabhupada's room, he gave him to me. Now you're staying in Prabhupada's room, and I'm staying outside in another place. Now you should have this Govardhan. You should worship him. I got inspired. I was in Rishikesh. That's what my friend Dadiwala said, Parvat Maharaj. I was in Rishikesh and I was thinking there when I should come and give you this Shiva. So I came from Rishikesh down and now, so you worship him and everything will go okay. I said, alright. So 8 years, from the last 8 years, we've been trying to offer some worship to Giridhari. And by his grace we're existing in this world. And trying to advance in the path of surrender. So with all of your good wishes and kind assistance, we may be able to render some service to the Lord someday. So that's a small story about how we got our dear Govardhan many years ago, just 800 years ago. Madhavendra Puri was coming to Vrindavan to do bhajan. And Radhavendra Puri was doing bhajan in Vrindavan, and he had a dream. And in his dream, he had a dream of a great knot. And this was Trinathji. But he was known as, in the dream, he said, My name is Gopal. And I've been buried under this bush, under this land of Vajraj. Because the Muslims were attacking my temple. So they, my temple, his temple is on top of Govardhan Hill. So they buried me over here. Please, you make one temple for me and establish my worship. And so then Madhavendra Puri, he woke up, but he excited, happy. And he went there to where that those bushes, clump of bushes, and he dug in the ground there with a group of brahmanas from the village of Aniyor. And then he found this beautiful beauty, so of Krishna, beautiful charm, Rama, charm. And he's standing there. His right hand like this, his left hand like this. His name is Gopal, Giridhari, lifting Govardhan Hill. Now he's known as Srinathji, and he's residing in Nathadwara, the gate of Nath, the Dham that belongs to Nathji. So Srinathji means the Lord of Sri, and Sri means Radharani. Srinath. So this word is there, Nath. So Madhavendra Puri, he installed Gopal on the top of Govardhan Hill about 800 years ago, before Lord Chaitanya's time. When Lord Chaitanya came, he said, Govardhan is my Giridhari, he's my Lord, my beloved. How can we walk? I can't, no one should walk, none of my followers should walk on my Lord. This is my Lord, my beloved Lord. You can stand, you want to put your feet on my Lord? Because Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, Radhabhava. So Giridhari is Krishna. Every little rock all together makes a huge mountain of Govardhan, and it's all Krishna. But before that, Madhavendra Puri, he wasn't exactly in the same bhava. Although he was basically in the same bhava. At least, Madhurya bhava. Not around the smooth, but a little bit different than Lord Chaitanya. So he walked on Govardhan Hill. As today you see so many bridge boxes walking on Govardhan Hill, taking their towels up and down. You may go to visit the old temple of Srinathji is there. I've never seen, maybe there's some DVDs inside, I don't know. But we're bound by the law of Lord Chaitanya not to walk on Govardhan Hill. But that temple is still there, that in the location, if the new temple was built 200 years ago, but in a location where Madhavendra Puri built his temple about 700 years ago. So it's explained in the Shastras, in different Puranas and literatures, that there are different famous Naths, Nath deity in Vrindavan, excuse me, in India. And there are actually five Naths. And they say, if you see these four of these Naths, you see, for these Naths, these Lords, Naths means Lord. So we sing, Kripa Koro Na Nehumana Rakola Jahamari Rakola Jahamari Laj Hamari, my shyness, my chastity. Rako, oh please protect my shyness, my chastity. I am for you, Krishna. I don't want to be taken by Ravana. I don't want to be stolen by Ravana. I am your Sita. I am your chaste servant. Don't let the Ravana of lust take me. Don't let the Ravana of love take me. Greed. Don't let the Ravana of Matsarya take me. Envy. Don't let the Ravana of Krodha take me. Anger. Or Madha, madness. Anger. Or Moha. The Ravana of Moha, illusion. Please protect me, Rako Lata Hamari. So, they explained that if one has darshan, these four knots, they'll get liberation. So the first knot is Jagannath! Yes. Die, Jagannath! So on the east side of India, you have Jagannath, all of these questions. If you have that darshan, that knot, Jagannath, Lord of the universe. Then you go north.
Up and down.
Then you have darshan of Badrinath. Jai Ho. So that's the second knot. Badri Vishal. Beautiful Pura form of Krishna. And the other one, Arjuna. No, with Badri Vishal, there's the twin yogis. Naranarayan, yeah, thank you. Naranarayan is Arjuna and Krishna, both as yogis. Naranarayan Rishi. They say Naranarayan Rishi, the twin Rishi. One is actually Arjuna, one is Krishna. So then you go to the west side and you have Dwarkanath. third quarter. So then you go to South India, and you have Ranganath! Rangaji, Sri Rangaji, Ranganath. Who is Ranganath? Ranganath Ram. Ramachandra, lying down. The Nath of the Ranga dynasty, Ranga dynasty, or the Raghava dynasty. He's lying down, looking towards Vibhishana. Ranganath is lying down, looking towards Vibhishana. He said, Vibhishana, you're the brother of Ravana, and I have killed your brother. Now you rule, now you're a saint, you're my devotee, and you came on my side. And now, you stay here and rule. My lord, how can I live without you? Why do I have to stay here in Lanka? You're going there to yoga. He says, no, I will look. And he says, the Vibhishana was crying like this. So when Ram got to Ranganath on his way back to yoga, as I recall, he stopped and he turned back and he looked and turned. He was resting or something, I forget. He was resting and he looked back towards Lanka. And then he reassured Vibhishana. He says, you stay there and rule on my behalf as the saintly king and always be looking at you. So, although it's been 10 years since I've been in Ranganath, as far as I remember, a very long deity there, reclining deity, sleeping, about 25 feet long, black deity of Rangaji, Ranganath, Ramachandra. He's lying and he's looking in the direction of Sri Lanka for this reason, to bless for the Sudarshan, to bless his devotion, Vibhishana, he's the brother of Ravana. So that's the four knots. You get darshan of these four knots, this is like Chardam Prikama, you get liberation. However, if you have darshan of these four knots, in order to get the fruit of that, to get liberation, you must have darshan of the fifth knot. The fifth knot is Natsu. It's Vrindavan knot. Vrindavan knot, the Lord of Vrindavan, Natsu, is residing in the middle of the desert in Rajasthan. In Natsu, which is near Udaipur, some hours from Udaipur. Udaipur, Udaipur, land of lakes, Udaka means lake. And then there's Nathwa. We've had the good fortune of going there twice, and this twice, and having this Mahaprasadam in Darshan. So, those are the five knots. However, it said, if you don't have Darshan of these four knots, but you do have Darshan of Nathji, then you also get liberation. So, if you have all four, but not Nathji, you don't get the fruit. But if you have Nasti, not the other four, then you get the fruit. The Nasti is very merciful. So this is the Nasti we're talking about. Kripa Korona. Hey, Vrindavana. Hey, Nasti. Hey, Lord of Brahma. Hey, Swami. Hari Priya Swami. Hari, the dear Hari Priya Swami. We say Hari Priya Swamini. So our Swamini, Srimati Radharani, she's very dear to Hari. Hari Priya. What's the name for Radharani? Hari Priya Swamini. Radhe Radhe. Premego kotai. Premego kotai. Radhe kotai. Where are you, Radharani? Lord Yashoda, Babaji used to say like that. Premego kotai radhe. Premego kotai radhe radhe. Oh, prema ishwari. Oh, prema mahi Radharani. Prema mahi. Where are you, Radharani? Kotai, where are you? So, Kripa Korona Segumana Vako Latamari. Please be Mehumana, please be merciful to me, O Lord, and protect my modesty. So someone may say, oh, this song from the angle of vision of a lady. Vako Latamari, Vako Latamari, Vamshidari. Krishna Murari Toma Vinati Dhari Kripa Korona Nehumana Kripa Korona Nehumana Rakola Dhamare Rakola Dhamare. So someone might take this line, Rakola Dhamare. Rakam Rakshishyate. Rakshishyate means to protect. Or it's one of the six symptoms. Gopitve, Rakshishyate. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it explains the six symptoms of surrender. six symptoms of Sharanagati, which are quite familiar. One of them is to accept everything that anukul bhakti. Accept everything that is favorable for the surrender, for the service of Krishna. And then pratikul vajana. Reject all those things that are pratikul against the family. The kula, against the family, against everything that's against bhakti, you should reject. So in Gopchakve Rakshishiti means we should accept Krishna as my protector. This is one of the six senses. Krishna will protect me. He is my protector. Not my husband, not my wife, not my insurance policy, not my police force, not my money, not my bank account, not my strength, not my health, not my youth. None of these can protect me. Only Krishna can protect me. So everyone is in this position. Everyone's in a very fragile and precarious position in this material world. Our existence can be snuffed out in any minute, as easily as you can blow out a candle flame with a flick of the wrist. Blow out, the candle is burning. Blow it out with a flick of the wrist. So our existence can be terminated and annihilated in 1 second. One cobra bite, then you get fever, and type this king cobra, Raj Starp. Then in 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, you get very fever, you go delirious, you sit down, and your head just burns off, and you're finished. Your heart goes. So, in a few minutes, you're going to be finished. You get bitten by a king cobra. Poison is so powerful. So Krishna, he's Rako Lajahamari. And he's a protector. So Rajeshwari, I didn't say Rajeshwari, Rajadite, Shiradite, Namostate. Rajeshwari, Shiradite. Rajadite, Namostate. A lot of people can touch the last verse. Rajeshwari, Shiradite. Shiradite, Namostate. I offer my Namostate. Namaste. Namaste. I offer my respect to Srimati Shiradite. She's the queen of Vrindavan, and she's the authority, the Braja Adityam. She's the authority, the supreme authority of Vrindavan. And by her grace, one may have the opportunity to visit Vrindavan. And by her grace, one may have the opportunity to live in Vrindavan. And by her grace, one may have the opportunity. Living in Vrindavan is one thing. Visiting Vrindavan is one thing. And if one is very fortunate, by Srimati Radharani's grace, one may have the opportunity to serve in Vrindavan. Many people live in Vrindavan, but they're not serving in Vrindavan. Their body is parked there, just like you drive your car sometimes in the West, there's this big airport, a big parking lot. And you drive your car to a parking lot, and you park your car there, and you pay $25 a day, and you get in the airplane, and you fly to on vacation. And your car is in the parking lot, and every day you're paying $25. Your car is in the parking lot and your body is, you know, you're over there visiting Europe on vacation. Then you come back after 10 days and you pay the parking lot $250 for your parking fee and they get your car. So people go to Vrindavan, they park their bodies. They park their bodies in Vrindavan. Oh, I have my apartment, I have my sister. And then their minds go back home to Germany, to New York, to Australia, to Delhi, to Rajpat Nagar, whatever. So their body, yes, I went to Vrindavan for 2 days. Yes, well, you were just thinking of your mother and that's not your body for 2 days. And you were thinking of your little son. You wanted to go to Vrindavan and be Bhajan and see the sights of Vrindavan, but you left your son with your sister. And you were only thinking of your son for 2 days. So your body was in Vrindavan. So some rare people have the opportunity to serve in Vrindavan, or rather in his mercy. So this is, Rako Lajanamari. So Radharani's name is Rajeshwari. She's Rajeshwari and Rajeshwari. She's the queen of shy and chaste personality. Ahamare means mine. And, Rako means please protect. So we're actually, in a song, Rako Lajanamari. We're praying to Krishna, please protect my shyness and my chastity. Chastity means that it doesn't matter whether, it's not that just ladies should be chaste. That's why I said this angle of vision is not just the ladies' line. This is for ladies and gents. It's for all devotees. Because our tendency is ladies have to be chaste And man has to be chaste also. Chaste means chastened. Chastened means that one is controlled or ruled by a discipline, by an order, by a higher power, by an authority. So that means guru. So man is under guru, lady is under guru. We have rules we have to follow. There's principles we have to uphold. And so it's not easy. It's difficult for a man to be chaste, and it's difficult for a lady to be chaste in Kali Yuga. Not only a lady has to worry about her chastity. Chastity means my ability to purely, chastity means my ability to purely and strictly follow the laws of spiritual morality, or to strictly and purely follow the codes of Dharma which I have promised to follow, or the codes of Dharma which I represent. So that's equal for a man, for a lady devotee or a man devotee. Rato Laja Hamare, we're discussing one bhajan. Vamshi Dari Krishnari Kamabinajukahari Kripa Koronat Mehumana Rato Laja Hamare Rato Laja Hamare. So we're discussing these lines of the song, Rako Laja Hamare. So all devotees have this same prayer. O Hari, O Krishna, please protect my chastity. I want to be a chaste disciple of my Guru Maharaj. I want to be a chaste follower of Krishna. I want to be like Sita Devi, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. When the Ravana of lust enters our mind and wants to steal us away from the service of Krishna, then we pray, O Rako Laja Hamare, O Krishna, O Gurudev, please protect me, please protect my chastity. As this Ravana of lust is coming to my garden, just like Sita Devi was in the forest, right? Forest is like garden, and so many plants are growing in the forest, and Ravana came there disguised as a sannyasi to kidnap Sita Devi. You know, or you must know, Ramayana. So the Ravana of lust comes into our garden of bhakti. We have a forest of bhakti growing in our heart. Vrindavan should be in our heart. Vrindavan. Van means forest. So Sita Devi was also in a van. She was in what van? Dandakaranya. Dandakaranya forest. So Aranya means forest and van means forest. So in the forest of devotion in our heart, there are many plants and trees. The one plant is the bhakti lata. So when Ravana of lust comes into our forest and he wants to kidnap us, he wants to kidnap our bhakti and kidnap us and steal us and engage us in his service. Ravana of lust wants to engage us in the service of lust, and the Ravana of greed wants to engage us in service, wants to steal us. So then we cry out, we throw our arms up, hey, Rato Laja Hamare, oh Hari, Krishna, please protect my chastity. Please protect me from this Ravana. Let's destroy this Ravana. So we are all in the same position. Our chastity is being threatened. Our chastity to Guru, and our chastity to the order of Guru. We have these four religious principles we must follow throughout our whole life. So Ravana is always coming, you know, break this principle. Let me steal you. So Sita represents our bhakti. Sita means purity. Sita means chastity, the emblem of chastity. It's Sita. So Ravana is the enemy of chastity. Sin. Sin is the enemy of chastity. Chastity means to be religious purity. The Sita represents purity, religious purity, the whiteness, the purity of the pure soul, the pure devotee. So the black demon of Ravana, he represents this enemy of chastity. So lust is the enemy of chastity. Greed is the enemy of chastity. Anger is the enemy of chastity. Envy is the enemy of chastity. So that means Ravana comes in these forms to steal our Sita Devi. So we cry out, Rako Laja Hamare. Oh, please protect my chastity. So this applies for all devotees. Abhaya charana poroto smarana japanam tere. Abhaya charana poroto smarana japanam tere. Atma jehi swami bhaja, atma jehi Swami Bhaja, Atma Jehi, Swami Bhaja, Atma Jehi, Swami Vaja Akiridari Akiridari. So, when the devotee, when the Sita of Bhakti, the Sita Devi, the Bhakti Devi within our heart, the Sita Devi of Bhakti within our heart is being assailed and assaulted by this demon Ravana, the Ravana of lust and greed, then what do? We jap nam tere. Jap nam. We take the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Abhaycharan. Oh, Krishna. And we call out to Krishna, right? Please, Krishna, save me. Please engage me. Please protect me. Abhaycharana. Kuroto smarana. I'm remembering you. How do we remember Krishna? Shravanam kirtanam smaranam. You want smaranam, you have to shravanam kirtanam. You have to hear and chant about Krishna, and you can remember it. And then you become fearless. Abhaycharana. Abhaya. Bhaya means fear. Abhaya means without fear. Abhaya. So we remember Guru. All Gurus are Abhaya. All Gurus are Abhaycharana Anabindam. Especially in our family. That's our family. We're in the family of Abhaycharana Anabindam. The AC family. And some people, oh, I'm a Gupta. Oh, you're Agarwal. I'm Agarwal too. Hey, what party are you from? Hey, alright, Agarwal. So immediately you go to a foreign country or something and say, hey, Abkhazia, where are you from? Kahan, from Delhi. Ah, I'm from Delhi too. What's your name? Agarwal, me too. Agarwal. You're like a real tight friend. So we're in the family because Guru Abhaycharana, because Charanaravindam, the Guru, he's placed his heart at the lotus feet, the Aravinda. Aravinda means lotus, and Charana means feet. So he's placed his heart, he's placed his mind, he's placed his soul at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So therefore he is honored as Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevalabha Kati Sadma Bandhomi Savadana Mate Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevalabha Kati Sadma. So, Sri Guru is Sri Guru. Sri Guru, why is he called Sri Guru? Because his mind, his heart, and his soul are surrendered at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Sri Guru Charana Padma. Srimati Charana Padma. So, they were saying here, Abhaya Charana. So, Guru, he is there, Charanaravindam, he's there, he's surrendered there. And because of that, he's Abhay. He's fearless, Abhay. He's without fear. Because Radharani is always there. Krishna is always there to protect him. So then we surrender to the lotus feet of our Guru, and all Gurus are in the same position. So then we become fearless. Abhaya Charana Vina Koroto Smarana. And when fear, when the Ravana comes to attack us, then we have to remember Smaranam. We have to have enough character. We have to have enough character, enough courage, enough determination, and enough sincerity to remember Guru when the attack comes. Just like in the Battle of Kurukshetra and during the Mahabharata War. There was one soldier, one great Maharati. He learned so many mantras, astras, but he was cursed that you will forget these mantras. Who was that soldier? Huh? Right, Ashwatthama. So he was a Maharati, there was Maharatis and his Atiratis. A Maharati can fight 10,000 and Atirati can fight 1 lakh soldiers. And how can they do it? Because it's not that one man sits there with a sword and fights 100,000 people. But he has astras. He puts an arrow on his bow, he touches to his forehead and touches water, and he chants a mantra, and that arrow splits into 1 lakh. So 100,000 people are attacking, he shoots one arrow and it goes out, and the mystic power becomes 100,000 arrows and goes into 100,000 men. Finished. That's Atirati. He's very powerful and invincible, and he shoots so many arrows. So it's like a machine gun of millions of arrows. That's by mantras, mystic cities, mystic powers. But at the time of need, when he needed to remember these mantras, he forgot. He was a great yogi. He was a great, that's powerful. Mystic cities, this is yoga. Yoga cities. These astras. So we are bhakti yogis. And then Maya comes and attacks us with her arrows. And we say, yes. What am I mantra? What's my mantra? We forget our mantras. We forget our guru. We forget because we're not sincere. And we don't have character. And we don't have courage. And we forget our mantras. But if we remember, then abhayachana koroto smarana. If we remember, we take shelter, japnam tere. As it says, kindly cause me to remember your lotus feet that bestow fearlessness. Allow me to chant your holy name. Because the holy name creates all fearlessness. Abhayanam. So in time of distress, we have to call out, Krishna, please tell me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Abhaya Chanan, Koro Tosman, Japnam Tere. So one is always chanting the holy name of the Lord, and any time, in any place, he'll be fearless. And there's no other shelter in the entire, in the 14 planetary systems, whether you go to Swarga, whether you go to Patala, or you go to Tapaloka or Satyaloka, the holy name is the only shelter. And wherever you go, you'll find people chanting the holy name. Ap Mujehi Swami Bhaja. Ap Giridhari. Oh Lord, oh Swami, I worship you, Swami Bhaja. Ap Mujehi, you are mine. I worship you, O Giridhari. You, Ap Giridhari. Oh Giridhari, I worship you. Because you're holding up, you're the shelter. You held up. In the pinky finger of your hand, you held up the Govardhan. All the Brijvasis, every single Brijvasi had shelter there. And even when Indra started sending the rain, was coming down, like huge columns, like huge, big columns of rain, just pelting and just raining down on Vrindavan. Huge columns coming down. And then Krishna was in his palace in Nandagaon, and all this rain was going. And Vishnu Chakravarti Pad explains that everyone was crying. The cows were crying, the calves were crying, the parrots were crying, the deer were crying, the gopis were crying, the gopas were crying, Yashoda was crying, Nanda was crying, Rohini was crying, Balaram was crying, Sridham was crying, Madamanga was crying. Everyone was crying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, 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 Hey. Because Krishna was their everything. And Krishna said, all my devotees are so distressed, there's such terrible devastation going on. You can't see anything, it was totally black. You can imagine, sometimes in the noon when the big clouds come in, all of a sudden, hey, it's getting, you're in your room and it seems like somebody's turning a huge dimmer switch down in the sun, all of a sudden it's becoming very dark. Hey, what's going on? It's getting very dark in my room, you look out, oh, wow. Big black clouds coming. Well, that is nothing. It's some Vartika clouds. It's some Vartika clouds. It's some Vartika Meg, which are the clouds of devastation, the time when the universe is destroyed. The sun becomes 12 times hotter. The sun increases in heat by 12 times and burns up the entire universe. And then after that burns up the whole universe, all these clouds, the clouds of destruction, the deluge come in. The sun Vartika clouds, and they rain for 12 days and fill the whole universe up, or half the universe up with water. And drown everything out. It's Pralaya. It's called Mahapralaya. So these same clouds of Pralaya, devastation, Indra sent these clouds. And it wasn't time for devastation, but he was so angry and so envious, so mad at the Brijvasis and the Krishna, he sent these clouds to Vrindavan. So when these clouds came to Vrindavan, the entire Vrindavan became 12 o'clock midnight. Even at 7 o'clock in the morning, it became 12 o'clock midnight, totally 100% black. There wasn't a speck of light anywhere. So everyone, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, the sun was up, beautiful bright day, and all of a sudden it's black. And everybody's just so fearful. Whoa, Krishna, what's happening? So then the rain's coming down, you can't see anything, just so pitch black, complete rain coming down. But then Krishna is at all. I will pick up this umbrella. There's one umbrella here. It's time for the chakra. I had to press the button on my umbrella. And open up my umbrella. So he ran from Nandagaon to Govardhan. And he picked up Govardhan Hill over his head. And that Vishwanatha Chakravarti explained that when he ran from Govardhan, from Nandagaon to Govardhan, which is, maybe eight kilometers or so. You know that road, you go on Nandagram, sometimes you go down that road and then you come, to Varsana, and from Varsana then you come to Govardhan. So, maybe eight kilometers or something, so many kilometers. But anyway, he ran there and it was raining like anything, complete devastation, pralaya rain. But he, and it said that he didn't get one drop of water, not one drop of water even touched his turban. He had his turban on, and shoo. It's called running between the raindrops. He's so expert. Krishna's so expert that maybe had a little umbrella over him or something. It's not described. So he just ran and somehow, by his own mystic power, he got there and he lifted up the hill and he's completely dry. And then all the Brijvasis, all the cows, they were all shifted under there and they also completely dry. So everyone was sheltered by Giridhari. Everyone was sheltered under there and was, they met no difficulty or no problem. So Apujehi Swami Bhaja of Giridhari. So we worship Krishna in the form of His holy name, and we can all be sheltered there. So Giridhari represents that principle. Giridhari is Krishna. And when we call Krishna Giridhari, that means we're reminded of the principle of how Krishna or Giridhari, Krishna can give shelter to everyone, keep everyone dry. No one will get wet. No one get wet by Maya. No one get rained on. The rains of Maya will not drown anyone if they stay under the shelter of Giridhari, Krishna. So this is, we worship Giridhari, Apa Giridhari. Oh Giridhari, please protect us and save us. So this is a very beautiful bhajan.